I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 582, Ministering to Bleeding Souls. There are a lot of people with bleeding souls today, and as people who care, we just want to help. We find ourselves on this continuum between apathy and control, not wanting to be on either end, not wanting to ignore the person in pain, but also knowing that we can't fix the pain. And that sometimes is infuriating. Get someone in mind today. Think about a person you know who has a bleeding soul. He or she is hurting, and that hurting grieves you. It might be their own struggle with others or money, a relationship. Maybe it's health or a job or the church or even God. Have you got someone in mind? Let's talk just a bit today about ministering to bleeding souls. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And that means loving people who are hurting. In Stephen Ministry, we have to constantly remind ourselves that God is the cure giver and we are the caregivers. And the same is true for all of us. We can come alongside a person in pain, and we should. We are to weep with those who weep. But then what? Well, give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge. In the letter of Jude, the next to the last book in the New Testament, we get this cryptic admonition. Jude writes, "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." And then hear what he writes next. "Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh." Wow. Mercy and doubt, snatching and fire, fear and stains, along with corrupted flesh. Yeah, that sounds about right when it comes to ministering to bleeding souls. The psalmist puts it this way. "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." We want to care and love well, but we can't over-identify and fall in the mud hole with the people that we care about. And that means that there are a few don'ts in order. Are you ready? Don't take responsibility for the other person's life. It's their life. Don't try to remove their problem or pain. It's outside your job description. Don't offer your wisdom or holiness. It's not about you. And don't feel responsible to make them change. When we're ministering to bleeding souls, it might help if we have the image of a triage nurse, where your job is to clean the wound, align the parts, and give it rest. Clean the wound. Remind the person of Jesus' forgiveness and love. Align the parts. Help the person have the right narrative about who they are and who they are in Christ. And give it rest. The nurse or doctor doesn't really heal, but provides the environment for healing to take place. You and I can't heal a bleeding soul, but we can help clean the wound, align the parts, and allow a person a safe place in our company so the Lord can do the healing over time. Here's the great question. Remember your hurting friend I ask you to get in mind? What is the next right thing for you to do as you come alongside to minister to his or her bleeding heart? Let's pray this prayer adapted from crosswalk.com. Dear Lord, you came to set us free. This pain my loved one is going through is a temporary season. Can you reach mightily into my loved one's plight and offer relief? Can you visit them with renewed strength, soft wisdom, and a stirring of hope? I know you don't want my loved one to suffer. You're not a God who punishes or orchestrates hurt. You are more than able to deliver. Can you please release my loved one from the darkness of a broken heart? I can see and feel their hurt and feel their helplessness, and I ask for your intervention. Please, God, raise them up. Be real to them. Send them a ray of sunshine. Please heal their broken heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 583. And in the meantime, those who are hurting are everywhere. And we at T2G want to love God by loving the hurting. And to do that, we have to know what is our role and what is not our role. One person wrote, "We are companions to the one who is on the journey. It's not our journey. By our presence and love, we are affirming the love and presence of our loving God in their lives and in ours." Podcast family, may God bless you today as you go about ministering to bleeding souls.